For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Spoke about this the other day, Davo. How a cross farmer wants a wife are you?
Not too much. It's not really my flavour of reality TV.
What's your loose understanding of the show?
Well, there's a farmer who has some sort of property, and he has some women that come out to the property, and then they do some dates and see who he reckons is going to be with him forever.
It's like buying lambs. Yeah. It's a similar process, except it's human beings. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's different farmers from right across Australia. This show's been going on forever, mind you.
I know. They get like four women that are willing to just go live out on the farm. They're like, you reckon you could come out on the rural property? Come on then.
I think it's definitely, like, when it first came out, it was like they would find the most city slicker people and chuck them on a pig farm and really deep end them and be like, but do you love Jared?
Yeah.
You know? I know you're moving away from 17 hours from your friends and family, but
if you love Jared, you do it. He's a prize. He is the prize of the show.
But I've been thinking about it because earlier this week we talked about how some people are getting upset with the farmers saying they're not real farmers because they don't own their farms. And some of the actual farmers from the show have come out and said, hey, sorry, I don't have $40 million to buy this farm that essentially I'd need to fit the criteria that these people are saying I'd need to. Like, a lot of them, they're farmers and they've worked on their family farms for pretty much their whole life. And so I think, and some people are going, well, hang on, when the person picks the farmer or the farmer picks the person, like, don't they get to become multi-million dollar farmers as well? And it's like, that's not the deal.
No.
But I've been thinking about the show because Farmer Wants a Wife, like reality TV shows, they come, they go, like The Bachelor, Big Brother, you know, we see them on our screens, then they go away. Some of them never come back. Some of them make a return. Mm-hmm. Farmer Wants a Wife, from what I've researched, has just been chugging on for 10 plus years.
Yeah, it really has. And I, like I said, there must be a loyal following. I don't know that they're anyone of my age, surely.
I think I've come up with an idea, and I think this show is watchable. And I'd love to see if you, and if you're listening, if you think that you would watch this show. I think they should do an offshoot series, or maybe stop focusing on Farmer Wants a Wife. And what I think they should do is get young couples who want to run a hobby farm, and the reality TV show is couples competing to win the hobby farm.
That's cool. I like
because
it.
Because how many, all of us at some point have thought, if I just had 4 acres, 10 sheep, a whole bunch of chooks, a veggie patch, that's literally, what else in life can you want more than those things? Because I have that conversation with my wife all the time.
It's sort of like Jeremy Clarkson's farm forward slash The Block.
It's a combo meal.
Yeah, I don't mind it, to be honest. And I think that'd be a great one. And you would have the token city slicker couple that goes and just tries it out.
Because, again, like my wife and I talk about it a lot. It's like, oh, if we could have, she's always like, I want 4 acres. I'm like, well, you're getting two.
Yeah.
You always want more. I can't give it to you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a repetitive conversation in our house.
Yeah. Well, you are a radio announcer as well. You know what I mean? So,
but and it's interesting because you hear people when they get to, sometimes people get like a hobby farm or like a couple acres and then they go, this is all I wanted. But maintaining this has completely ruled out everything else in my life. I can't go away because of all the animals. I don't go out on the weekends because I'm mowing lawns. But I think that the idea of winning a couple of acres, like say in Moriac or like in just outside of Banno, like Teesdale kind of way on the outskirts of Geelong.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Scott has a bunch of farms to give away, so maybe he'd have an extra.
Tim and Davo.
You know me, I have a really bit of bad luck when it comes to my lunches around the place.
Hideous. I think you're the problem. Okay. I think your taste buds turn off at lunchtime. No, something happens in your brain. I don't know. I've never seen you happy with a meal.
No, I haven't had one good meal, but the other day I did happen to have a 10 out of 10 banh mi.
Is that from the place? There's two great places on Warrnambool Street. Was it from one of those two?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. The only time I've ever seen you happy with your food, genuinely, was like at a very fancy event at 1915 at Federal Mills. And you're like, this is what I need to do. And just like, have 5-star meals all the time.
I'm still thinking about that feta and beetroot dip, man. It was honestly a 10 out of 10. And the bread. Okay, no, see,
sorry.
Now I've gone off into
But yeah, good banh mi's in Geelong.
Yeah, great banh mi. And I was actually just talking to my friend about it because she has been following this saga of my lunches throughout the last 9 months.
Did you finish lunch today?
Well, did you enjoy it? Did you have something that you've actually gotten through? Because every single day I'm like, well, this is just not it.
Yeah. Like you had 8 dumplings on Monday. How many days did it take you to eat them all?
2.
3 meals. 3 meals.
Oh, well.
So, bar me, though, that's a winner.
Yeah.
We love it. We finish it.
And she said, oh, look, how did your lunch go today? Because it's been an ongoing situation. And I said, actually, you're going to be stoked about this, Soph, because I had a banh mi that has changed my life.
Game changer as well for you. Like, there's a meal I enjoy. It's close to me. It's affordable. Let's go.
Life-changing banh mis don't come across too often. No. So it was pretty exciting stuff. And she turned to me and said, sorry, a banh mi? I have never tried one of those. This chick is 31 and she's gone through a full 31 years of her life without trying a banh mi.
I'll be honest, I only think I had my first banh mi when I was 25.
What do you mean?
Like I've been banh mi-ing
since I was 11,
ago.
I reckon.
With the town I grew up in, like banh mi's, like absolutely not. It was the fish and chip shop or the pizzeria.
Oh, yeah.
Like I grew up in a very small town.
Yeah.
And yeah, even when you would go drive 40 minutes into, you know, the big city of Frankston.
gorgeous place.
Yeah, gorgeous, beautiful place. I don't remember there ever being banh mi. And then it was, yeah, I was like visiting my wife's parents and they were like, let's go here. And I was like, this is incredible, guys. Why did nobody tell me about this?
I know, but I do think it's crazy when people can go through their whole lives without trying something. And I know, like, we've all done that. I mean, it might not be food related. It might be like a very, like I've never, I don't want to admit this. I've never seen Star Wars.
Like any of them?
Nah.
Dude, they're so good. A few of them aren't, but some of them are so good. I haven't seen The Matrix.
Yeah, really?
So many people bang on about. The Notebook.
See, that's right up your alley. You're a little...
what were you going to say?
You're a little romantic heart. You would absolutely love a bit of the Notebook.
You've also currently, by the sounds of it, you've never touched a human being before, by the sounds of it.
It's 3:30. Settle down.
Another person other than yourself.
It's been a minute. Anyway, let's keep moving. I just heard what you said. I'm now lost for words.
Well, but I hadn't had KFC until I was 18. I hadn't had KFC until I was 18. And now I've definitely made up for lost time. But again, you know, we didn't have that in the small town I grew up in. And when the bright lights of Frankston are calling, and what's this giant red bucket in the sky? I'll give that a go. My parents said I wouldn't like it. They lied to me.
Yeah, they did definitely lie to you because those secret herbs and spices they've got you by a chokehold now.
100%.
So.
I can't breathe.
Look, let's open the phones to this because there are so many things and experiences in life that people get away with many, many years without doing.
What have you never done?
Mm-hmm.
What have you never tried? What have you never eaten, never experienced? These things, it doesn't have to be a food or a movie. It can just be something that would make us go, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I said The Notebook, that was the exact reaction I think we're looking for, where you were annoyed at me that I hadn't tried.
Absolutely.
Tried it. I haven't tried
myself
some Notebook.
You haven't tried The Notebook. Some Ryan Gosling, mate. You're finger-licking good.
Ryan on the Barwon River, apparently. Ryan, what haven't you done? What haven't you seen? What haven't you experienced?
Hey, guys, Barbo. I still don't know how to do a tie. And I wore one all high school, and then, you know, I've had to wear one a few times a year for a long time now, and I still just don't know how to do one. I've always got away with it.
So have you just, like, do you get someone to tie it, and then you, like, do that thing where you untie it and hang it over a coat hanger so you can just use it again?
Yeah, for school, that was the main. My mum used to put it on the doorknob, and I just wear my tie every day. And then my partner, normally a couple of times a year, I just walk up to her with a tie, and I'm like, oh, I've got a wedding.
Help.
Function, like, can you do this for me? And I kind of refuse at this point to learn.
I mean, can I ask, Ryan, how old are you?
Young, 34.
Yeah, of course.
Young, baby. And mum and dad there so that you can speak to us on the show, Ryan, because this isn't, we can't have just kids on the radio.
Between you and me, I wouldn't have moved out if I didn't have to, but that's another story.
I love that, Ryan.
Schoolboy tie. Once you learn it, the thing is, like, because there's different ways to tie a tie, but I only know the schoolboy
way. Same, I went the easy one as well.
Oh, Ryan, maybe we can get you in here and I can give you a lesson. What do you reckon?
It might be what it takes. I think
he doesn't want it. No, he doesn't want it. My ex didn't know how to do a tie either, so he got one of those elastic ones. So it was elastic around the neck, and then you just, like, it made it look like it was one under the collar.
He also didn't want to learn how to love you properly, he was a little bit lazy in that regard.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
We're Tim and Loz here to drive you home on K-Rock this afternoon.
Ugly from you, Davo.
Sorry, Loz, what was that?
Oh, nah. All right, Timothy.
Okay, yeah, that's my legal name.
Whose team will take the win? Tim and Davo present The Draft on K-Rock.
Ugly from you, the get out. Start of the draft, of course. This is the most competitive time of the week where you and I try and draft the best team in different topics.
Yes, different categories. I've been trying to get inside your head all day.
Oh, yeah.
And I've actually done something that I know will upset you. So here in the studio, you have two chairs. Mm-hmm. So one of them you sit on, the other you put your feet on. Mm-hmm. And there's two chairs that you like to put your feet on, but one of them in particular.
You're kidding yourself if you think I haven't noticed.
And I swapped out your preferred foot chair today for the one that you don't like.
Good on ya.
Just to get you in a bad mood, because normally you're so lovely and this is such a chill experiment.
Uh-huh.
But Loz, we...
No. The Loz is ending right now. It's not on brand and I won't have you doing that on
the
airwaves.
Right. Branding's not as important as you think.
No. But Timmy, stop that right now.
But we thought with the World Cup going on, we would draft the best types of cups.
Cups.
Lidless.
Lidless.
Is, you like... Not boxes, nothing that you can screw a lid on. We take turns drafting from the best categories. It's my turn to have number one pick for the best cups. Are you ready to rip in,
Yeah,
David?
Go on.
All right. The first pick that I've got today is a beer stein with handle.
Mm.
Oh, sorry.
Very nice. For my first cup, I have gone with an oversized mug.
Oh, so like, oh, like a big...
Big one.
Yeah. That's like when you go to a cafe and someone's like, I'll have an oversized one. You go, how big can it be? And again, as a non-coffee drinker, they bring out this whopper stopper of a mug.
That's, we love
crazy.
Coffee.
Okay.
And mugs are very versatile, obviously. 2-minute noodles, soup, etc.
Okay. Needing coffee to defend tea. Them early. I'm going to go with my second pick, a... short glass / tumbler.
Weak from you.
Nah, because that's great for like some rum, some bourbon, some whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Well, for my second pick, I'm gonna go a Royale with a goblet. You got your final pick here, sir. What are you going to go with?
Royale with a goblet. Oh, no. Okay. I'm going to go, look, it's sexy, it's sleek. I'm going to go a martini glass for my third and final pick.
I think they're the worst ones. Your liquid is falling out of that one.
Good enough for James Bond. Good enough for me.
Well.
Last cup. For the best cups.
For my final cup, I think you're going to be mad. I'm going to go with the AFL Premiership Cup.
No. That's not a cup, mate. I know it's got cup in there.
It is, so it's got the handles and it's got the no lid, so it does fit.
You've lost it, mate. You've lost it.
Davo's team final.
I've got an oversized mug, a goblet, and an AFL Premiership cup.
Tim's team final.
I've gone a beer stein with a handle, a short glass tumbler, and a martini glass. Wow. You've lost it. You've absolutely gone bananas. I'm going to allow it because you're rotten to the core, Loz.
I think mine's got a lot more razzle-dazzle than yours.
Even you just saying AFL Premiership Cup is the closest I'll get to it, barracking for Essendon. So it's nice that it could be close. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. This is the point of the draft where you call up and you decide who has got the best team of this week, cups, to celebrate the World Cup. Abby in Grovedale. Good afternoon to you, Abby. I believe Young Imogen's there with you as well. So we appreciate the input from both of you. How are you feeling about this today?
I mean, I I think they're all very valid picks. I like both teams. But like Dave always says, a bit of razzle dazzle is fantastic, and the goblet is what got it.
Yeah. I know Abby loves Harry Potter, so I had a feeling when Abby called up that we could be in a bit of strife here. But normally we get... It normally is one person. So this is new territory. A few people have wanted to get in on this. So it's a strong start from you, Davo.
We love this. Thank you so much, Abby.
Thank
incredible.
Thank you very, very much. Sam in Cario, good afternoon to you.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Going good. Bit nervous because essentially need you to pull one through here. And even then, we're in, it's a tie, which is defeating for me. But Sam, who do you think's drafted the best team of cups this afternoon?
Hands down, Davo. Yeah. Especially seeing that we haven't won a Premiership Cup in a while, so for her to be able to pull that out.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Oh, baby.
Get off the pony, you sicko.
Let's go. That's
She's riding
amazing.
The pony in here, Sam. Honestly. I see it. I see it for you. That's a big win.
It was a landslide, baby.
Yep, there we go. Sam from Cario, we appreciate that. I'm not blind to the facts. Yeah, you're ugly. You're
I'm
ugly on the inside.
It off, baby.
Yeah. Well, dance yourself out of the studio.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
You know how you've always got those friends around you? You might have these friends around you that sort of think that they're going to get a get rich quick scheme.
I'm worried I'm the friend.
You are a little bit like this. You do, but you sort of go high-level, get-rich-quick schemes.
Yeah, it's not like I don't want to like do a little side hustle that earns me passive income like a responsible human. Mm-hmm. I want a flash. I'm thinking about buying thousands of dollars worth of cows. End of sentence.
Yeah, I mean, incredible stuff. You've also had weird little ideas like a show pony to try and get them
donkey. I'm donkey, not an donkey. Animal, a show donkey that we would take around to all the incredible shows like the Royal Geelong Show, yeah. And it would win best donkey in show.
And get some cash prizes
They're
from that.
So expensive to get.
Well, look, other than you, I do have a mate that is notorious for this. His name is Adzi, and he... He comes up with some crazy little side hustles, and I thought I'd go through some of his best schemes.
So, because I guess if someone's listening and they're like here in Geelong, they want to get into some of these schemes. Like, it's a great space to do it in.
Well, I'll just sort of hold your horses.
Sorry.
Look, I'm going to
hold your donkeys.
I'm going to let you know at the end of here his latest one that he's pretty excited about, which is why we're talking about this today, which is because he let me know about this one recently.
Stunning.
So he's a painter by trade, but he's not a builder in any sort of way, shape or form. But he did decide that what he would do is start building like sort of side tables for bedrooms. Yeah. Not a carpenter, no need to do that. But what was his point of difference is that he was painting them like, you know, primary colours and sticking pictures on them like minions and... and Frozen, like not licensed, of course, but just having them there and then reselling them for hundreds of dollars.
Right. So, now, is that a side hustle or is it getting to scam territory?
No. He was working really hard with that one. I don't know that one took off too well, but he gave it a red hot crack. It was sort of like you'd go see him and he'd just be like, hey, before you go, I want to show you a couple of these.
Here's my minion side table.
The next one he really, really got into was some resin. Anything. Yeah. So it was, I have about four resin phone holders that I'll never use. They barely stayed together, but was like, this is great.
I've got a resin friend. She really got into resin.
Really
like
loves it.
Like everything. Like you want a table? Resin. Yeah. You want a pen? Resin. Like it's just, here you go. You want a dog? Resin.
Yeah.
It's a very usable item. So to their credit.
Yeah. It is but I mean, how many phone holders do you need and why are we charging $40 for them?
That's fair. My answer would be one and no. to those questions.
Look, one of his latest is pretty good. He has got these one-man golf carts, so they look really fun. He's trying to hire them out. That's a bit more serious. I'm not going to give him a
That
fuck,
seems
though.
Legitimate. Yeah, that seems legitimate. Have I ever got you in on my chopping board? It's not a scheme. But have I told you about the phase where I was like really into making like specific chopping boards that would lock into the bench top, and it's easier for like when you're like cutting your veggies and your meats and whatever. And I promised like 20 people chopping boards.
Yep.
And I think I made two. and one of them broke. Third time someone chopped, it split the wood.
Mm.
So can you give me your mate's number? I reckon we might be up for a business.
No, I've got the latest one. This is the latest one. And okay. This is the reason why we were speaking the other night, is he said, I need your address because I need to send you one of my latest things. And what he has decided to do is get tuna cans but fill them with ketchup. And he thinks they're going to go nuts here in Australia. He wants it just big enough that a sausage roll can dip into it. But he is adamant that this is going to be his get-rich-quick scheme. He wants me to – he's sending it to me because he feels that I will promote that one.
Okay. So, like, it's – obviously it's not a – it's a cleaned-out tuna can, but when you open it, it's got just the right amount of tomato sauce. Like, would he delve into barbecues and other condiments?
Yes, that is the future of this business. He's put a bet plan together, and he does believe that he is going to be earning thousands of dollars a month from this scheme.
I was certain you were going to say resin was going in that tuna can.
It's Tim and Davo.
Davo, I know you're trotting around, in particular Geelong, mm-hmm. a fair bit here in like the CBD.
Yep, can't afford petrol.
No, your car's not registered.
No, it is for another day. Thank you. Reminder, 20th. Write that down.
Write it down.
Yep.
In your own time, please.
Yep, thank you.
Davo, Paco, great place. Like, and I'm talking about places with shop fronts, right? So like Paco in Geelong West.
Mm-hmm.
High Street in Belmont.
Yep.
Torquay, you know, in and around the shops there. I've started noticing something, and it's kind of like we're living in a new age. So the closest I can like it to is when we were coming out of COVID,
mm-hmm.
and it was like the QR codes on the entry to scan, be like, I am Tim and I am going to eat at the Elephant and Castle.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a time. You forget how crazy that was.
Yeah. And like you'd have the Vic Services app or whatever it was. And yeah, they always knew where you were and what was going on. And it was always at the front of the venue, that sign. It's like the orange logo and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. But I've noticed, and I get why everyone's doing it, because especially with AI, you can make things look incredible. We are living in the new age of AI flyers.
Yeah.
And it's this, I don't know what's happening, but it's all the same. It's the same type, like the writing, the same typeface.
It's awful.
It's like, it almost looks like an edgy K-Rock style flyer, you know? Like, it's like an orange.
I take back anything I said about it looking awful.
No, like it's like an orange, and it looks incredible. But the thing is, because all of us are doing this, it doesn't stand out. Like the companies and the businesses, like the small businesses that have been doing it first, it is. It makes your event or just your menu or what you offer look next level. But they all look the same.
No, I think it is. As you said, it's that orangey sort of colour. I'm literally picturing the same thing that you are. It's not a good look. And I think the thing is that when it did first come out, we were all like, oh, that looks awful. But then it's been so easy and accessible and more accepted that people are just gotten lazy with it. Being like, well, we'll just whip up an AI flyer. No doubt done on Canva and no doubt not done well.
So my – and I'm –
Canva, great though.
Yeah. I'm happy.
She's listening. I don't know why I felt I was going to upset Canva, the product, the program.
Yes. But I've got a belief about AI and AI flyers, right? And people that mostly use AI. And I'm happy, whether you want to call it a stereotype, a generalization, there is a problem group of people between the ages of 40 and 50 who are the worst culprits for this kind of thing, for AI.
Just calling them out.
Yeah, like you are the worst group. I am sorry, because there are people that are maybe a little bit old and they go, you know, like I'll dabble, but I'm not using it as much. People a little bit younger using it differently or not using it at all.
And people over 50 and 60, they're using it for minions.
Yeah.
Minions memes.
Memes. But yeah, this 40 to 50-year-old group of – and the thing is, they're all business owners. They're all managers because they're in that stage of their life where they've worked really hard.
Sales coordinators, you know. I think we know one.
Talking to you. The amount of things that this group of people is bringing to us, AI – we're losing the brains of 40-year-olds at the moment. I'm worried about – I'm not saying here like my brain's the best thing ever. But I'll give you five crap ideas that have come from my thinker compared to AI. And These flies, it's because I'm getting stereotyping, generalizing. I think this is what's happening. And they go, it looks great. Mm. And it does. It's all the same.
It is all the same. There are some talented graphic designers out there that you can get in touch with for sure.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.